For some places, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act will kick in sooner than later. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Stuart Wolf is president and CEO of Wolf Farming and Processing, a family-owned operation whose primary business is in the production of processing of agricultural commodities, including almonds and processing tomatoes.
Some of the areas that are considered high-risk areas are kicking in next year. They're starting down their path. So like in Westlands, we're going to start implementing their plan. And in Westlands, they hope to get to a sustainable level of pumping within 10 years. The state generally is saying it's a 20-year process, but it's going faster in Westlands. The board has decided, let's get there earlier.
And we ask Wolf why that may be.
It's a convoluted kind of thing, but anyway.
But they are thinking long term.
You know, where historically, if we got shorted, maybe because of drought or the way the feds were managing the water system and we had a reduction in surface water, we could make it up through pumping. In wet years, we wouldn't pump. So if you now limit our ability to pump and you limit our ability to get surface water, it just makes the whole system a lot more unreliable and you have fewer options.
Wolf said Sigma is going to dictate what he plants.
We are going to be planting fewer permanent crop acres under Sigma because, you know, we don't want to get in a position where we have to do what we're doing now, pulling out trees.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.